Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The first song we're going to sing is, God Makes Good Food Grow in My Garden. I want you to pretend that you're the farmer and you're helping to grow food in the garden. So get out your pretend rake or your pretend shovel, or just get your little seed packet and imagine you're planting seeds. Let's sing.
God makes good food grow in my garden. He loves me. God makes good food grow in my garden. I love him. God makes good fruit grow in my garden. He loves me. God loves him. God makes
Our next song is called, I Like to Eat an Apple. I want you to reach up high like you're reaching up into the branches and picking a sweet fruit that Jesus made for you. And then when we sing, Dear Jesus Sends the Sun and Rain, I want you to reach your fingers up and wiggle your fingers down like you're making it rain down. All right, let's sing, I Like to Eat an Apple.
I like to eat an apple picked from the apple tree. Jesus sends the sun and rain to make them grow for me. I like to eat an apple picked from the apple tree. Dear Jesus sends the sun and rain to make them grow for me.
It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question number one. Did Daniel and his friends eat the unhealthy foods that the king gave him from his table?
No.
Why not?
They didn't like it. Bad for them?
No, they didn't. They knew that would dishonor God. Question number two. What did the boys ask to eat instead?
Plant foods.
Healthy plant foods. Beans, grain, fruit, vegetables, and water to drink. Last question. Were they healthier and could they think better than the other boys who ate the king's food?
Yes.
Yes. They were healthier and 10 times wiser. God blessed their choice to eat well and trust in God. Our lesson today is good food. Daniel 1:12.
Let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink.
Have you ever watched someone put gas in their car?
Yes.
Gas is like food for the car. The car needs gas before it can go. What would happen if your mommy or daddy put something like water or juice into the car instead of gas? Would the car go?
It wouldn't work.
Why not?
Because it's not what it's meant to do.
That's right. It's not meant for that. It would hurt the car. It needs gas to go. Our tummies are like a gas tank. When our tummies get empty, we're hungry. We have to put something in them so we can keep doing things. But we must not put just anything in. Our tummies need good food, just like the car needs good gas. When Jesus made the very first people, He put them into, do you know what? He put them into a garden. What were their names? Adam and Eve. They never went to a grocery store. If they wanted something to eat, where did they get it? They could get it from the plants. What kind of foods do you think would come from plants?
Vegetables, fruits, and roots.
Yes, there's lots of different kinds. Corn, carrots, and peas come from plants. Apples, grapefruit, and pears grow on plants, too. Plants make tomatoes and potatoes, rice and grapes. There are so many kinds of food that grow on plants, and these are the best foods for us to eat. Food that's not best for us is what we call junk food. Do you think Jesus made junk food grow in the garden?
No.
Some of the food made by people isn't good for our bodies. We will feel better and healthier if we eat good cereals and whole grain bread, lots of vegetables, fruits, and nuts. Those are the foods Jesus made for us. I'm so glad God made such wonderful food for us. It looks good, it tastes good, and it'll help you feel good too. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is Daniel 1:17. God gave them knowledge and skill. Now let's learn it in a scripture song.
God gave them knowledge and skill, knowledge and skill, knowledge and skill. God gave them knowledge and skill, Daniel 1:17. God gave them knowledge and skill, knowledge and skill, knowledge and skill. God gave them knowledge and skill, Daniel 1:17.
I'm so glad you joined me today. You can keep listening to this podcast and the other one for this week, and we'll have a new one out at the beginning of the next week. And in the meantime, we'd love to hear from you. You can write to me at ashley@startingwithjesus.com. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes as we talk to God. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that you've given us so many good things to eat. Thank you that you want our bodies to be healthy and our minds to be clear. Help us to choose the best foods and remember to tell you thank you for them. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing song today comes from the hymnal. It's called Standing on the Promises. As you learn the words, sing it with us.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God my Savior, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.